Roast Breakfast.
It is the first Kerry's Couch for 2019, and sitting opposite me, she is one hell of a lady. Her name is Amanda Leno. I mean, I see it says Amanda Mad Dog.
That's my nickname. Yeah. So we're gonna, cage name, you would
we're
say.
Gonna get to that. Your what name?
Cage name.
Your cage name.
OMG. It sounds pretty hectic.
Amanda is our current bantamweight and flyweight MMA, Google's MMA, world champ. I know what world champ means. And apparently a reality show that's like a Big Brother, but for fighting women, but not like a Geordie Shore women who fight, actually fighting women.
That's actually a good way to put it. Often people ask me, you know, what is the fighter about? So it's the Fighter season 2. And I can actually use those examples.
You're
now.
Welcome. Before Mad Dog existed, when it was Amanda, 6 years old.
I don't think any family is normal, so definitely not normal, you know. But I come from a very, very loving home. You know, I'm very blessed to have parents that's backed all three of us. So I have a twin sister and an older brother.
Stop.
Yeah, twin sister. So, I know, no one knows that.
So are you...
Identical, yes.
What?
Okay.
I love twins.
I can't get it. I know, me too. I also love them. Only because I am one, but I know no difference. It's all about matric. Even in matric, we used to swap classes and the teachers could not tell the difference. The only thing we'd have to do, so those of you that know my sister, she's very girly, okay? She is, I always say we're the same but different. So she's completely opposite me in some ways, but in some ways we're so alike. But my sister was always she was kind of like the academic one, and one was a very, like, she doesn't have a bad bone in her body. She is the sweetest person ever. She's very neat and tidy, and she never did wrong.
And okay? Your nickname is Mad Dog.
Yeah, so I was like the opposite. I was crazy. I was very untidy. I was like always getting into trouble, always at the principal's office, you know, because I don't like rules. Obviously then my mom only let me cut my hair after school. She always just say, no, you're too gay. At least keep your long hair until you leave school. Like, there's only so much gay that it can handle. Do you know what I mean?
So is the difference now also because you have different dress sense, well, she's different hairstyles?
Yeah, we got different dress sense. So, you know, to be honest, I dress in, like, when I go to the shop, I go to the men's section. She's very girly, got long hair, fake boobs. Oh, I don't know if I can show you. She's going to get in trouble, but everyone
That's
knows.
That's
fine. So our family wasn't blessed with breasts.
Yeah.
Only my mother. So I'm actually glad, because I can't imagine being a fighter and then having boobs. Like, that would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these UFC fighters get breast implants.
When in your life did you go, I really just, you know, like your brother's rumbling with you and tumbling, and you're like, instead of going, no, stop it, you're going, I love this. Yeah. Like, this is what I want to do.
To be honest, I was always like that. But yeah, I think it was from a young age, I always wanted to actually be a DJ. So I used to DJ at little house parties in Westville.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I got involved with that. And I actually studied sound engineering. I didn't finish my studies. I felt like I needed a gap year and I didn't take it. And then I kind of... You know how it is when you leave school and you start to party a little bit too much. So, yeah, that was kind of what I had my eyes set on at first, was being a DJ or a radio DJ. So I always enjoy radio interviews.
Well, here you are.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I kind of half ticked that box, because I do get to do interviews on radio, which is quite cool. But... Yeah, so that was kind of where I was at. And obviously sports. I knew it was going to be in sports. I was really good in sports. I was supposed to go over to the States and play professional softball. I was a natural athlete. So for me, it was always going to be something in sports as well.
I need to ask you something just straight off the bat here. And at any point, if you don't want to answer something, you don't answer it. But I find with every single successful sportswoman that I've ever interviewed, they often feel that they're... sporting ability was overshadowed by the interest in their sexuality. Did you ever find, either during school or even after, that people were just so keen to find out about your home life and who you might have been dating, or who you are you interested in, boys or girls, rather than looking, going, yes, that chick is incredible with a bat or a ball or whatever?
I think because stereotype, I think because softball was quite a gay sport, so everyone that played softball, they'd be like, oh, you must be gay.
I mean, you're pretty famous now in the fighting arena. Where did the
I hate that word so much.
What?
My friends always use it. Are you a celebrity? You famous? It's such a soft word.
But you're gonna take it, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I think it's because I just feel like I'm a normal person.
But that's why you're nice, and that's why, because you're concentrating on your
sometimes.
Art.
I feel like you call me on a good day. I did have the largest cup of coffee before I got you, so I feel like I'm in a good
before
mood.
Before it runs out, let's get this done. I do yoga and Pilates and meditation to try and stop myself from getting so angry that I want to hit someone.
Yeah. So you should do some form of kickboxing.
But this is what I wanted to ask you. You wake up in the morning and you watch sunrise and it's a beautiful day and you play with your dog and you do whatever and you have your coffee and a beautiful breakfast and oh, what a lovely day. And then you get ready to go and punch someone in the face.
Yes.
What is that like internally? Like, do you actually physically feel yourself get that anger, rage that you want to hit someone?
See, everyone always asks, are you angry? So it's very different to that. It's very much a sport.
How long afterwards are you like chilled to go and maybe watch a series, you know, have a bath? Or are you feeling that pumped?
So, you feel very pumped, but so I don't go out after my fights. I've never gone out after my fights. I usually do like a after party the next day, purely because your adrenaline dump is so big. Like, you're in such a high, and you remember there's a massive, let's say there's like 3,000-4,000 people, you know, a minimum in the arena, and you're vibing off that crowd. Not only are you've got the lights, you've got the camera. So once you finish, and also once your adrenaline dumps, you're then feeling the effects of the fight. So when someone punches you in a fight, you don't actually feel it. But I tell you what, the next day you're going to feel it. Or when your adrenaline drops, you start to feel aches and pains. So you're very tired afterwards. I like to explain it as, imagine drinking, say, 4 Red Bulls.
Mm.
Now you're like, it's ready to go. You know, the glow sticks are out, the whistle's out.
Apparently we're partying in the 90s.
Yeah, cool. I don't know. But then that kind of wears out and you have the crash. It's the same effect.
Is this your full-time job?
Yes. Well, I mean, I own my own gym. So I'm a co-owner at KO Fighting Fitness. We have a branch in Belito, which I run with Rodney van der Vlucht, who's my coach, head coach. And then Dallas Jacoby has literally just behind Gateway.
Okay.
We have a KO Fighting Fitness there.
I've been threatening. Dallas keeps telling me he's going to take me out like for some I'm like, I want to learn to box, but I don't want to hit a human.
So people often, and you know, that's what I kind of had a problem with building my business up in the beginning, because people always assume what they see me doing, that's what they would be doing.
Yeah.
And it's far from that.
You're not someone that if I'm driving and I cut you off by mistake, genuinely, I'm not gonna land up with a fist through my window.
You won't land up with a fist through the window, but I am a human being. I probably will pull the finger on you.
Okay, like, but if you aren't like someone who's gonna get into a street brawl on the weekend.
Well, firstly, I cannot, because remember, I'm a trained athlete, so I'll be classified as a weapon.
Are you a weapon?
I am a weapon.
That is so hot. Do you ever say that? Like, hi, I'm Amanda. My hands are weapons.
And they are. They are my weapons.
That's so cute.
I know. It's quite cool. Now that you're saying it like that, I'm like, oh, that's actually quite cool.
That's flipping cool. Yeah.
But y'all, going into that, and you know, there is two different sides of me. I come from a very loving home and a home where I was given the platform to be who I wanted to be when I wanted to be. And my family backed me 100%. When I came out of the closet, and I come from a Catholic family, my dad's Portuguese, my mom's English. I was actually the first family member to come out.
I just want to go back to your, because I know I've kept you for longer than I should have already. The reality show.
Yes.
It is already airing or will be airing?
So it isn't airing at the moment, but they are shooting. So they're busy fighting and they're shooting now.
And it's called The Fighter?
Season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah.
It'll be on SABC, correct?
SABC 3, yeah.
Well, she is a Durban girl. Her next title fight is happening right here in Durban at Sibaya in June. Make sure that you're there. She is our current bantamweight and flyweight MMA world champion, Amanda Mad Dog Lino. Thank you so much for coming onto the couch.
Thank you so much for having me.